Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Served up by Wendy's. This was the question Paul was asking one of his members of the All 22 yesterday at Tin Roof Broadway. Yes, after the Pedal Tavern, where John Kemper, a Midday 180 listener, and All 22 member at paulkoharski.com, joined us on the Pedal Tavern. Paul then went up to John Kemper, who, by the way, was at the All 22 get together just last week, I believe.
2 weeks ago.
Then. 2 weeks ago, with Paul and Mike Keith for a private get-together. Paul went up and approached John yesterday at the bar and introduced himself. Thanked him for coming. Paul, your thoughts?
I thank everyone for coming. I think it's appropriate. I'm not great with faces. I don't remember people. John Kemper has no huge beef with me. You can find out for yourself. You did find out for yourself yesterday. I had a lovely conversation with him. We made plans to get together in Dallas before the Titans-Cowboys Monday night game. And that is a little embarrassing, certainly. But his beard is fuller than it was on the... he hasn't shaved, I don't think, since the night that we dined with Mike Keith.
John Kemper joins us on the Midday 180. John, when did you first realize yesterday that Paul had no idea who you were?
Well, I first realized it when I was hanging out there with my buddy Sam there at Tin Roof on Demumbrian, and Paul comes up, he introduces himself to Sam and stuff, and I'm like, hey, Paul, I know you, man, and Paul just kind of looks at me kind of funny. He's like, hey, Paul Koharski, nice to meet you.
Oh, after you said that you knew him, he said that?
Yeah, I'm like, dude, you know me.
All right, how much does it cost to be a member of the All 22? How much are you paying Paul Koharski?
I don't know. You don't have to reveal that if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Well, you've talked about it on air.
It's a nice chunk of change.
It's a significant amount of money.
22 members, of course, of the All 22, and John is one of those 22 who actually goes to the events from time to time that Paul will have. One of, I believe, 9 who showed up to this one?
I think it was 9. Is that about right, John?
Yeah, it was about 9. But in Paul's defense, because I'm going to defend my boy right here, is I'm one of the newest members of the 22 in his defense here.
And feel free to continue. Do you feel you're getting your money's worth out of this experience?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Being a part of the 22 is probably one of the coolest things that I subscribe to and that I'm a member of.
Aha!
Paul is not Nick Zappos. He doesn't need to be fluffed here. As we get back to the point of emphasis here, you knew Tin Roof on Demumbrian that he didn't recognize you. Then did he introduce himself again whenever we got down to Broadway?
Well, when we got down to Broadway and stuff, we're sitting there all just kind of hanging out at the little after-party deal. And Paul kind of looks over at me, and he gives me, you know how like you'll give someone a look that you recognize their face, kind of? Well, Paul did that sort of thing, kind of turned his head a little bit, gave me that look, and he's like, are you from the Yazoo guys, one of the Yazoo guys or something? And I'm like, no, Paul, I'm All 22.
Oh, that is so embarrassing.
Yeah,
Chad, your thoughts?
I mean, this is, of all of the dumb things that's happened on this show, this is one of the worst. This is worse than debatement. This is worse than so many things, because here is a man who is spending a lot of his hard-earned dollars to support you and your site, and you don't have the courtesy to remember this guy two weeks after
he's in the elite club.
It's not like there was a group of 60 people there and you had to remember all their faces. He was one of 9 guys. That was at an event you were at, and not once, but twice, you had to introduce yourself to him.
Let me say this for John Kemper. John, you interject when need be. John Kemper is not paying me, and he's not a member of my highest tier, Because he wants me to have a flip card that helps me memorize the faces of all of the members. He's paying me because he wants inside information, which he is being delivered on a regular basis. He is saying here that despite my gaffe, he's pleased with the product and he's proud to be a member. And you guys are trying to poke the bear to turn it into more than it is.
I would look, he's being very nice.
It's gracious. Unlike somebody when they were dealing with having lost to Don Davenport.
This is
this is
an issue. If I had 22 people that were paying the amount of money they're paying for a membership, you better believe I would know each and every one of those people, and I would not introduce myself to them, not once but twice. Paul, this is where you've come a long
Yazoo,
way. Since
are you with Yazoo yet?
Since you've come to Nashville, you've come a long way. We all consider you a Nashvillian now. You're basically a Southerner at this point.
No.
This is one area where you have not bent at all. If you see someone that doesn't immediately strike you as someone that is just like you, you dismiss them constantly. You have a problem doing this, where you will go introduce yourself to someone multiple times. It happens all the time. Hutton and I will be talking to someone, and you'll come, who is that? You'll introduce yourself. Paul, we've hung out with them four or five times.
No, I do this all
it's
the time.
It's this person.
You want to hear a classic story about this?
It's very inconsiderate.
I'll give you the pinnacle of this. If you think this is bad with John Kemper, I'll tell you this story.
Very self-absorbed.
Now, I can't think of her name right now, of course. All right? But she ended up being Zook's first wife. All right? My good friend Kieran.
Zook's.
Okay, hold on. Hutton may have met him, lives, he's a New York City attorney, lives in New Jersey, but he's from the North Shore of Long Island. And he had a big party. I'm pretty sure this was the party where we all went to the North Shore of Long Island, spent a weekend there playing hoop, going to the beach, hanging out when he was graduating law school, Columbia Law School. Smart man. And so there was a woman there,
or a rich one,
who was a friend of his sister's. And we played volleyball with her all day and stuff, hung out. It was, you know, it's all right. Maybe there's some interest going on there. Ultimately, Zook won out. But part of the reason Zook won out is because we all went home drunk, showered up, you know, sobered up a little bit to eat and get ready for the evening round and everything. And she walked in having showered up. It was a little bit of a transformation that went on from the daytime, you know, sweating it up at the beach.
Right.
To the, you know,
getting ready to go.
Getting dressed to go out to the bar or
get
whatever.
Makeup on.
And so I went up to her and introduced myself.
After hanging out with her all day.
And she said, yeah, I wish I could remember her damn name right now. I know it. But she said,
Liz.
Yeah, I played volleyball with you all afternoon.
I mean,
if you think the John Kemper story's bad, imagine that.
Do you at least acknowledge.
This opened the door for Zook.
Paul, do you at least acknowledge this self-absorption as a problem? This is a very self-absorbed thing that you can't notice people's faces, especially those that help fund you.
Like Urban Meyer, I'm on some medicine that hurts my short-term memory.
Oh, man.
No, I mean, would I prefer to have recognized him immediately and given him the treatment he deserved from the start? Absolutely.
What's the scene from Devil Wears Prada where
committed?
They're standing behind the woman and they're like, this is so-and-so and he does this, or this is... Yeah, this is Senator.
Or it's like
this
you is Senator the guy Kemper. Feet.
Yeah,
who tells her who everybody is?
You're Paul
needs one. I need that person.
Paul wants one of our interns to do that for him at his all 22.
But here's the problem: I'm not. Off that Madison wasn't there yesterday, and she would help me with things like this.
I'm not. This is no statement of John's looks or anything.
Plus
I can just look at someone though, and I can say Paul's either going to pay attention to this person or not.
No, that's not true. On the Pedal Tavern, I pay attention to everybody. We get to the bar, I talk to everybody.
You won't remember them, though. You won't remember them.
Well, I don't have a great memory for that.
Here's what we do know. He will never forget John Kemper now.
You know what my forte is?
Kemper is now in.
Giving John Kemper what he paid for, which he got. He sat down next to Mike Keith for 2 hours. Who's your favorite guy, like, connected to the Titans ever, John Kemper?
Mike Keith.
Boom! Did I deliver for him or not?
Hey, John.
Rest my case.
John, what's
no
up?
Further questions.
Hey, John, what's up with Rashawn Evans, since you're getting all this inside info?
Pipe down.
Man, you know, I think I don't know. I don't think I'm allowed to say. I don't think
you
I'm
do
allowed
have
to
some insight, though, don't
Stone
you?
Of silence.
John, you're a good sport. You've really let Paul off the hook here, which disappoints me, because I think this is a bigger gaffe than giving it credit
you
to.
You receive a discount.
You're a very nice, generous man. To not have a problem.
Handsome man as well. Very handsome. Johnny, we'll be in touch. Well, I'll talk to you on the
group. Hey, tell your buddy that my phone's okay after he doused it with beer also.
I gave him a really good hard time for that all night afterwards.
Yeah,
tell us how bad this was, because I've only
He was very Chad's apologetic. I didn't immediately let him off the hook. Let me know that my phone is okay first, then I'll talk to you.
See, I wasn't pissed at anybody on the Pedal Tavern yesterday, but Chad was. But I'm the bad guy.
He was so worried about your phone, Chad, he was checking the bank account there at the bar to see how much he had in there, because he knew.
Yeah, I told him
the phone's not working, and it was a 10.
I'm not going to do
it. It was an iPhone 10. It's not working.
You know what I'll do? I'll remember John and Sam next time I see them. That's what I'll do for you guys.
John, it was great to meet you yesterday, man. You're a great dude, and call in anytime.
Yeah, great to meet you.
Will do.
Hey.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all.
John Kemper has been our guest. All 22 member, and Paul met him for the first time yesterday.
By the way, did I prevent us with some good radio there or what?
Two things that I will do for John and Sam next time I see them. I will remember them.
Greet them.
And I won't charge them.